Hey, what's up, everybody? Hello. Welcome to, what does everyone think of the new set? This is a movie club set.
Yeah, we went really big with the set. Yes. You can only tell by the lighting, actually.
Yeah.
That looks good. Should we show them?
Let's
show you. Boom, look at that set we built. Wow.
Look at that.
So impressive.
That's for you. That's for you.
That's for you.
That's what Patreon has afforded us. And from what I understand, the planes that we built for this set are all flying really well.
Yeah.
All going great.
It's going,
no problems.
It's going terrific.
Yeah.
It's going terrific. Well, it's a rainy day here in Boston.
Yeah.
And we are waiting for a flight from coming home from PAX.
Yeah.
And we are late, very late on our movie club.
Yes.
For Trainspotting.
Trainspotting too. I've tried to get Sean to watch it like 600 times.
Shut up.
We want to do it, but this guy.
Oh,
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I watched it, but we also are thinking we can get Garrett to be on it, which I think people want.
It'd be worth the wait to get him.
So we're going to do a different movie,
yes,
which you weren't prepared for, so you probably haven't seen it, which is not fair.
Yeah.
But we're just going to call this an emergency one, just because we are late. It's not just an early emergency. It's a bonus one.
Yeah.
In the meantime, because we saw Ghostbusters, I don't remember the rest of it.
Ghostbusters,
Ice Queen.
Ghostbusters, the fate of the Buster. Ghostbusters. You know what's funny? I used to make jokes all the time when I was younger. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. But I used to always add the subtitle Endgame.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Like, let's go see, Hulk 2 Endgame. You know,
yeah.
Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 Endgame, because I always thought that was a cool subtitle, and then Marvel actually did it.
Yeah,
and now when I make that joke, it's like, oh, like Avengers. That's more than one thing Marvel stole from me.
Well, so
the plot of Sequence Erase was used in Avengers Endgame.
Okay,
so the entirety of that movie just looks like not even a Mega 64 ripoff, a Rocco specific ripoff.
Yeah, definitely a Rocco ripoff only.
Wouldn't it be sick if they copped to it and I got like a cut of that movie?
That'd be
like, why is Rocco so rich? He gets like a percent off.
They
of
gave
Avengers
him like 0.04%.
Yeah,
but it's enough that his whole life is better now.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Anyway,
thanks
all right, Shakers,
watching.
Let's do it. Anyway, we watched Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire. I always want to call it Afterlife, but that was the last movie. We went and saw this. First of all, in order to delay the review even more.
Perfect.
Let's talk about, we saw it at the Alamo Draft House in Boston. I didn't even know they had one.
No.
I knew there was one in LA now, but I didn't know Boston got one. And wonderful experience. Every time I've been at a Alamo Draft House.
We were treated because at the actual movie theater, we had like 50 Ghostbusters show.
Yeah, in costume.
In costume.
Yes.
So it was opening night, which is so funny because I could give half a shit about seeing this movie. And, you know, Rocco and Kevin and Johnny basically had to, like, beg me, like, just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, and you were like, ugh, why?
I really was not a fun person to be around again. I don't care.
And to compile on top of that, and we should preface too, me and Kevin and Johnny too, I believe, were all like Ghostbusters fans back in the day. The movies were almost like lesser on my list. It was like I love the cartoon, I love the toys, I love all the things around it, and then the movie was almost kind of last on my list, but I liked them, don't get me wrong. I didn't worship them like I did like Star Wars or whatever, but I did like them. And so we were kind of, you know, regardless, we were like, look, it's probably gonna be bad, but I'm excited to see it. But then the reviews came out and it was like a series low. This is gonna be, do yourself a favor and ghost yourself out of the theater for this one. So that wasn't helping your
I didn't see the other one. I saw Ghostbusters 1 and 2, but I haven't seen any, like, the other one.
Yeah.
What was it called? You said Afterlife?
Ghostbusters Afterlife was the last one.
Yeah, I didn't see that. And so it's like, well, I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah.
And now I don't care.
But we saw it in the Alamo Draft House. And again, I want to clarify, they did have a Ghostbusters themed menu. A lot of it was drinks, but my Stay Puft Marshmallow Shake was one of the best shakes I've ever had, so shout out
Johnny.
That's gonna bump up my score or not, star.
Got a Ecto plasma cooler drink or whatever, yeah. but it had like alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried a sip of it. That was, it was too much.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of alcohol.
We had a pretty good Brussels sprout pizza, though.
Dude, bacon.
Brussels sprout, bacon, and goat cheese, dude. Oh. Godlike.
Yeah, Rocco and I got the Godlike. same thing.
Anyway.
I love Alo Draft House. I've only, this is always the second had a good movie experience. I've seen there.
Yeah. And that the movie first... looked and sounded perfect.
Yeah.
Like, they care about every step of it, so I like it. Yeah, I saw, we all saw, speaking of Rooster Teeth, you know, we're wishing them the best right now. Well, they're gone, but the people who were there. We went, when we did our collab with them in 2010, was that the last time you've been to
that was last Elmer time. Draft House? We saw Unstoppable.
Unstoppable, the train, the evil train or whatever that was.
Was it the evil train? I forget. What
no, it was just the train couldn't stop. They couldn't stop it. And it was going to hit a train full of kids or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, saw that, and then I saw Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind like
ooh,
a year
that
ago.
Would be cool.
It was great, and experience is great every time. I'm seeing People's Joker there in next month. So
what's that?
Coming of age Joker film.
Is it really?
It's independently made.
Oh,
they actually were, you know, like cease and desisted on it because it's got the Joker in it.
Yeah,
and they got away with it. It's a public domain. Fair use Joker.
Wow, I did not know that.
But maybe we'll do a movie club on that later. We'll get into that now.
Sure.
I wish you hadn't brought it up, honestly. But anyway, no. But this movie, all I was going to say was watching this movie, really, out the gate, I thought they did a great job setting it up where you did not need to see the last one.
I was never confused.
Yeah.
And not for 1 second. And like, I guess a couple little things, maybe I was like, oh, okay, what's Paul Rudd's relationship to these people?
Yeah.
And then, I kind of figured it out. Like, it isn't, here's the thing, it didn't really matter. Like,
hold on 1 second.
I think you might be boarding our plane right now. What is this? What is happening?
I just want to make sure they were talking about our flights. I just want to make sure it was nothing heinous.
Oh, God,
if
it's delayed, I'll be very upset.
I think we're okay.
You know what?
Okay.
If you're watching this and you were able to upload it, so we were okay.
Yeah.
You'll know.
So, yeah, anyway. So, I thought they did a great job. And didn't feel like shoehorning it, that they, you know, kind of set you up to understand the movie just on its own. I felt like, I'll just say, as someone who did see the last one, there were good moments in it, but I felt like it was like...
The last one you're talking about.
Yeah, the one before this one. Was yeah. trying to be a lot of things. Like, oh, it's... To me, it had an ooky vibe. There were parts I really liked, like I said, but there were ooky vibes to it where it was like... I got this vibe the whole time, we gotta make it up to the fans. The Ghostbusters fans. We gotta make it up to them. So I felt like there were these scenes that were really trying to, like, emotionally, like kiss me on the mouth. Like, I just felt like scenes that were like, whoa, we just found a ghost trap. God, can you imagine catching a ghost? You know what I mean? And yeah. then, like, they all show up at the end. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan. I was loving seeing all of them at the end show up. Mm-hmm. But it was all done through this emotional, like, rose-tinted glasses where, oh, it's... Like, they play it all up for tears more than they do just it being funny. Like, the original Ghostbusters, they're just funny.
Yeah.
They're just, like, four guys smoking cigarettes and shooting a nuclear reactor at a ghost. You know what I mean? Like, so, it just felt weird. Like I said, I appreciated parts of it, but it just, there was a weird vibe to it. And then I felt like when the movie wasn't doing that, it's trying to be Stranger Things. It was like, look, check out Finn Wolfhard. He's looking through a mine. There's gonna be creepy stuff in here. You know, and I felt like I was spending half of the movie going, what are we doing? This movie, I didn't feel that way.
No.
We were told this was gonna be like the worst night seeing this movie. And then I'm halfway through it and I'm like, I don't know if this is gonna take a dive in the second half. But currently, we have a lot more Dan Aykroyd, like, being really enthusiastic about helping them find weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the hell out of that. And I'm sitting there halfway through going, this feels like the old cartoon. This feels like the one Ghostbusters... Even the old Ghostbusters movies don't really feel like the cartoon. This one literally feels like an episode of the cartoon. So I'm curious, like, is this going to dive in the second half? I don't feel like it did. I feel like... this whole movie was just like an episode of that old Real Ghostbusters cartoon. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Well, I felt, someone who doesn't care about Ghostbusters, yeah. I only watched the second one because it was for the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's right. We did watch two.
I've never watched the cartoon. I just didn't, for some reason, Ghostbusters always just like wasn't a thing for me.
Yeah. I said it before, but me and Kevin, I will say, I'll loop him into this. We're really fascinated, but they do a really good job selling the gear and how it works. Mm-hmm. Like, again, because I think Dan Aykroyd had an actual invested interest in real life, as an interest in how spirit stuff works, right, and like, right, how, what would this be like, and you know, whatever. So I think he lends that to the script and or brings that to them, and there's a lot of like, you know, oh, this trap, oh yeah, you need this kind of energy to bring them into a trap, and then you need a place to contain that energy, and here's how it works. Even in this movie, they were showing blueprints of how the containment unit worked, mm-hmm, in their headquarters. And as a kid, when they would talk about that in the show, I went nuts. I just loved that it felt like a tangible thing. It's almost like Jurassic Park, how they talked about, here's how we cloned a dinosaur. We found blood in an old mosquito. That doesn't work, but it sounds like it does. You know what I mean? Like, they sell a real science to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Your brain can do the rest.
Yeah.
You just give me the basic things, and don't go step by step, but just kind of tell me.
And it works a little more for kids than it does for me now, I guess. But I don't know. There was a little bit of that in this movie, too, and I'm like, I'm thoroughly enjoying this. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so I will say that I feel like what I'm about to say sounds bad, but it's not. But, mm-hmm, like, Ghostbusters, the first two, are dumb. But not in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a silly movie about ghosts and catching ghosts, and like, it's fun.
It's the most otherworldly thing with the most unqualified dudes in charge of reining it in.
Like, it's not like, it's dumb in a fun, charming way, but it's overall, it's like, these are silly, stupid movies. Like, who cares? And that's fine for movies to be that, for the record. And I felt like I was scared that they were going to take it too seriously, where they were going to be like, but no, it's not dumb, actually.
Yeah.
But this one was dumb.
And see, and I felt like it was like the right amount of it.
Oh,
Because you could also go too dumb, where it's like, okay, if you don't care, then I don't care.
Exactly.
And I thought they found the balance pretty good.
They did care in the movie. They all cared.
Yeah.
But they're also making jokes and kind of acknowledging the fact that, this is stupid.
And and that's not to say they threw out all the kind of emotional part of the last movie. There is still a little bit of that in this one. But I felt like they got the balance way better in this one. I did feel like, to your point, I felt like there was a little too much self-suck in the last one for the Ghostbusters franchise. It was just, like, uncomfortable to me almost. But this one, I thought they got that balance just right. There were still those moments where it's like, oh, you're seeing that thing. Okay, cool. But it was appropriate in the story. It wasn't just there to, like, remember this, you know? The only thing I will say that I actually thought that I'll single out as a moment where I was like, okay, that, like, there was some history behind that, and I appreciated that. Something, you know, and I guess we're not spoiling it too much here. I mean, normally we do on Movie Club, but I guess I'll kind of talk about one part is I really genuinely enjoyed. There's one part, you know, that what I liked is, like, the older Ghostbusters were just involved kind of throughout this whole movie. Instead of saved as some punchline, you know, it was, they were kind of in and out. And I really like Winston, I forget the name of the actor. Ernie Hudson, yeah. I'm going to say Ernie Rice Jr., but that guy was in Ninja Turtles. But anyway, Ernie Hudson, I've always really liked him. I think he's great. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's talked over the years about how, like, yeah, in Ghostbusters 1 and 2, he was kind of sidelined a little bit. Like, yeah, you're the fourth Ghostbuster, but you're not on the poster. You're not in the movie till the last act. You're not, you know, he kind of got sidelined a lot. And I did like, not only is he kind of guy in charge a little bit now, but there's like one scene, the scene where they're all suiting up, they really just kind of focus on him, like, looking badass, like putting the suit on, strapping the thing on, you know, whatever. And they keep it on him. And I thought, like, that's, we're all on the same page. Like, this guy rules. Mm-hmm. Let's give him his moment, you know?
Sure.
So, like, that is one moment where I actually, the fanboy part of my brain was like, charged up, you know. Mm. But I thought the rest of it, just on its own as just a movie, it was just a perfectly fun movie.
It was a good time. I was saying, like, if you're a Ghostbusters fan, I can't imagine being mad about this movie, because what else did you want?
Yeah,
what could you expect besides what
I don't think it was ever the best hope for this movie, I don't think it would have ever been better than this.
I
like, you know what totally I mean? Agree. Like, for what the subject matter is and what it's based on, I don't know how you could have hoped for
now
much more.
I'll tell you that when we were walking away from the booth going to the theater,
yeah,
I told Kevin privately, I'm like, no matter what the movie is going to be, I'm going to tell Rocco that I fucking loved it. I'm just going to tell him that. Just because I was ready for it to be terrible. Yeah, and be like, well, yeah, I don't know. I liked it. Because I wanted Rocco to hate it and me to be saying, no, I liked it. But then when it was over, I told Kevin, like, oh, bit doesn't work because it was good. I think we all liked it. So that it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
I think that I like Paul Rudd. I don't know. I like it.
I always like Paul Rudd.
Me too.
And that was another thing in the last one. He's just some dad. Or well, he's not a dad. He's their teacher. But gets closer to the mom in the last movie. And he kind of just bumbles around. There's a terrible scene in the last movie where he just goes to Walmart and, oh, wait, there's, like, ghosts in here. Oh, little baby marshmallow guys, which are still in this one, and it's pointless.
Yeah, that
just
that
like
was,
last that time. Was that was dumb.
Oh, they're talking about San Diego.
We'll go in a minute.
They're boarding us, but we're going to wait one more second to talk to you.
Yeah, we're like group, like, Z anyway, so we could do review another movie
it's
while
fine,
we're
here. Yeah.
But anyway, it was just kind of dumb, and I'm like, damn, they had the easiest layup. Put that guy in a Ghostbuster suit. Come on, Paul Rudd, Ghostbuster? Easy. That's perfect casting. Well, this movie's off to the races. The whole family's doing
this. I
thought
he was always one, as according to, like, from all I could tell from...
Yeah.
The movie starts and he's already sued up. He's in it. Yeah. So
that was great. They took care of that. I love Carrie Coon.
Yeah.
She's great.
Me too.
What
is, like, her biggest movie, you think?
Biggest movie?
Yeah,
I don't know. Everyone knows her from Leftovers.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah, I guess the Leftovers, but I can't think of, like, what's her movie that she's like, that's
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
There you go.
But anyway, no. So it was cool seeing them all together. What else? What's the other thing? Oh, Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, yeah.
How you say
his
name?
He was.
He's in a lot of movies, and I'm kind of like, whatever. Like, I don't know if he picks stuff that I really love. And then he's great in this. I thought he was like great slacker guy in this. I thought that was funny.
I thought he was great in this. I do you ever see the movie Big Sick with him?
Yeah, that was good.
That's his movie.
I
like that movie.
Yeah,
it was
I
good.
Liked it.
Everything he does, I like. I don't know. I'm not against Camille ever.
Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes some of the roles he's in, it's this is supposed to be wacky, and it's just I don't know. I don't care
and
for all his roles.
He was wacky in this too, though.
But yeah, he was really good as like the like. Committed to doing nothing, like slacker guy, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I thought he was actually funny. I don't know. I enjoyed everybody in this. That the one British dude who's like one of the new Ghostbusters team guys. Mm-hmm. He looks like cartoon Egon. Like mm-hmm. I almost wonder if they put him in there for that reason. Like maybe kids would just see. I don't know. But he is great. I thought he was really funny.
Yeah, I really thought, like, this movie could have really been another time where you're saying, like, who was this made for?
Yeah.
Because it's not kids, not adults, but I feel like it was made for diehard fans.
Yeah.
And I think my kids would also like this movie. I think, like, it's made for everyone.
Yeah.
I really was surprised, especially after all the reviews that we saw.
Yeah.
Like, what... There are times you leave a theater and I think, do we see the same movie as everyone
totally,
else?
Totally.
And I feel that way with this. It's like, people are mad about this?
Yeah,
like, what
yeah.
Again, what did you want?
Yeah.
What could they have done?
You know, we're going to have a riff on this one, but you know what that movie was for me years ago?
Huh.
I remember seeing Tomorrowland.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I saw that with Kevin, and I was like, man, I had such a good time. And then we left the theater, and it was like immediately opened my phone, and it was like, this fucking piece of shit, they robbed me on my ticket. And I was like, I'm going to do that on Movie Club. And then you and Derek did the same thing.
Yeah, this
to me.
Is not good.
This piece of shit. What is even happening in this movie? Anyway.
We did.
True. But yeah, anyway, no, they were great. Patton Oswalt as the like historian guy mm-hmm. in the library. There is one line in that part that was making me laugh the entire next day. Again, I don't know how much to give. We've done pretty good
because I think it's so new. But you can say the line. I think it's okay.
When he's going through the, he has a wax cylinder collection that you know they play on the phonograph or whatever, and. When he says, this is an old recording. Oh, what do you have here? This is an old recording of Mary Todd Lincoln saying the F word. Apparently she saw a moth. That just felt like an improvised line. And that made me,
probably was.
That made me laugh really hard. You know, everything in it was like pretty funny, kind of funny. That actually was making me laugh for a long time.
So here's the thing. We're going to have to board in a second.
Yes.
But what I will say, if you're on the fence about this movie.
Yeah.
And you like Ghostbusters, I say go see it.
Yeah,
like I say, like, you're not going to be upset. I can't imagine being pissed off. Like, I don't know what you expect.
Perfectly, perfectly fun time at the movies. Yep. My review of that.
That's there you go. That's it. Yeah. How many shakers are you going to give it?
Three. Give it three.
I'll give it three. I'll go. That's three.
It wasn't like mind blowing. But if I give it a three, I'm going to see it again. I will watch this again.
Now here's now it's like controversial. Mm-hmm. You're giving it mad at me. I think I may have enjoyed it more than two.
Only, I've been seeing people say that now.
Only
though.
Because mm-hmm. they didn't have to prove ghosts are real again.
Yeah. And that really, was a waste of time.
Really
too.
Was yeah, exactly. It was a waste of time and bumming out. So like yeah. they didn't have to do that here, so I'm way more on board.
I think two still has the Moranis factor.
Sure. We could use that.
I was still hoping for Rick when they were all like going against the ghost at the end and things were looking bad. Can you imagine that door kicks open? Hey guys, who does your taxes?
The crowd would have erupted.
Oh my God.
It would have been cheered.
So I'm still, you know, two still has the lightning in a bottle of that cast at that time. So I'm still going to give, I'm going to still rank that higher, but you are totally valid. I could see the argument for this being a better Ghostbusters movie than two.
And I'm sure if I would have seen two as a kid, I would have a completely different take on that. But as someone who just saw it recently.
Yeah. I like the upgrades to their car into. They put like neon all over it.
Yeah.
And their black suits. So that
was cool too.
And they got those like slime guns. I'm cranking it up here.
That's fair. That's us. Everyone, thanks for subbing, and sorry again that we have been so behind this, but we were at PAX.
Yeah.
So hopefully we saw you at PAX. If not, you know, this will hold you over. We're still going to do Trainspotting 2. Garrett hopefully will be on it.
Yes.
And then, stay tuned. We got more exciting stuff coming up.
We're going to try to make amends. This is our apology tour. We're going to review more stuff for you, but it won't be from the airport.
And now we have to fly on a plane for 7 fucking hours.
Dude, I'm set. I got Vision. I got Vision Pro. I got Killers of the Flower Moon lined up. I know you... stoked to see that again. I'll let you wear it for you see a few scenes.
Ooh, thanks.
Here's a oh, check it out. Someone's getting poisoned. Watch this. Watch you know, this. Fun.
Show this insulin.
I had Avatar 3D, Avatar 2.
Yeah, you showed me. Looked,
yeah, and you saw it, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
After you watch it's like, yeah, you don't have it downloaded anymore. So did you hit delete?
I don't think I was able to do that on guest mode. You can't blame me for this. There's no way.
I don't
way
know
what.
It's seriously. It's like you didn't download Avatar. It's trying to gaslight me. We watched it.
I watched it. It was incredible looking.
Anyway, so check that out.
We'll see you in a few days, I'm sure. But all thanks right. a lot, guys.
Take care.